This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate word, oh, this Tuesday is inversion. Here you go. I'm going to use it in a real-life example for you. The Chicago-based drug maker AbbVie is in merger talks with the Irish drug company Shire. If they do make the deal, they are going to run off to the island of Jersey together. Why? Because Jersey has tax rates that are a heck of a lot lower than they are in Chicago, Illinois, U.S. of A., a mere 13%, in fact. AbbVie would, of course, love to lower its tax bill from the 35% it pays right now. That is a textbook case of corporate inversion, an American company buying an overseas competitor and then moving right in to reap the tax benefits. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, it's a money-saving tactic that does not come cheap.
AbbVie is offering $53 billion for Shire. It links up with another company and in the process saves a bundle on taxes. Arizona State accounting professor Don Goldman says moves like this are especially tempting when competitors do the same.
It's kind of a no-brainer that if you have a transaction that would allow you to do this, you need to be doing it or you're going to get left behind.
Big banks are helping convince companies to move abroad, says Berkeley Law professor Stephen Davidoff Solomon.
What's going on now is a feeding frenzy. Every investment banker now has a slide deck that they're taking to any possible company and saying, you have to do a corporate inversion now, because if you don't, your competitors will.
The math is simple, but international mergers rarely are. Dealing with legal requirements of a new country can be complex, and there are invariably cultural issues to handle. And Steve Rosenthal of the Tax Policy Center points out, companies that do inversions can take a real image hit.
To shift their profits overseas, to some, seems unpatriotic. And I think that's a real public relations concern.
Members of Congress are stomping their feet about the current wave of corporate runaways, but partisan gridlock means they're unlikely to change anything soon. Mihir Desai is a Harvard Law and Business professor who says it's no longer a given that companies will be meaningfully part of America or any country.
You can have a financial home in New York, you can have a legal home in a tax haven, and your management can sit in London. So that notion that firms are of a country, I think, is going away.
There's an ongoing debate about how to tax corporations here fairly, but more and more companies are basically exiting that argument, and the country itself. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.